people who are most successful in life are the ones who reflect on their life. They see what happened, and then they think, what can I learn from this? What can I do to make things better next week or next month? How can I take this whole experience of life, this great experiment, and make something of it? The more we learn from our experiences, the more successful we'll be, and the more we'll avoid all sorts of chaos and drama. So this is like a checking and changing opportunity to avoid going down the wrong road for a long period of time. One of the worst things that can happen to somebody is for them to go down the wrong road and continue going down the wrong road for years and years and years. We all sometimes take the wrong path, if you want to call it that. And if we do checking and changing, we can look at ourselves and do this reflection, and we can say, you know what, I shouldn't be here. This is a problem. I'm going to turn around, I'm going to go back, or I'm going to go in a different direction. And we can avoid going down that slippery slope. You know, people who end up in serious addictions or toxic relationships that ruin their life, if they were to do this reflection more often, they would have avoided it. Now, of course, we can get philosophical about it and say that everything's perfect and that there's nothing wrong and it's all destiny. And we can certainly talk about that another time. What we're talking about here is saying if we can avoid major problems, or if we can course correct and get more of what we want quicker and easier, then why not do it? So here's some of the questions that you can consider. What are your successes? What are you grateful for? So you give yourself appreciation for everything that you've done in those blessed days. Really important to give yourself that gratitude, that appreciation, that love, that respect, because it's not easy to do some of these things. So the more you celebrate your successes, the better you'll feel and the more likely you'll keep doing them. You can also reflect on what you've learned. You can think about what upgrades you can make in your life that would make things even better next week. And one of the key questions to ask is, how can you change or refine your environment so success comes more easily? This is a really important question. And I've written about this and talked about this extensively elsewhere, but in essence, in brief, we are coupled with our environment. So what does that mean? We have certain behaviors coupled with certain situations. So for example, if somebody loves donuts and they are in the vicinity of a donut shop and they walk in the door, you can be pretty certain that donuts will end up in their belly. Right, but if they don't go to the donut shop, then there won't be any donuts in their belly because they haven't got them. So one of the things that we often forget is that we have very limited willpower and we are affected profoundly by our environment. That's why for me personally, I have to work offline and away from a cell phone. And then I get loads of work done. But if I have this thing next to me binging and making noises and all these things I could be checking and wondering about this and what about that, then I just don't get anything done. So I've learned that Michael without the internet cell phone is 100 times more productive than Michael with the internet cell phone. So you can apply this to different things in your life. It could be that your environment is too hot or too cold, or there's too much noise, or people are interrupting you. And you can't change everything, but if you can arrange your environment and your relationships just a little bit differently, you can have huge improvements in your life and way more miracles will come on their way to you. In fact, you'll start noticing miracles appearing all the time as you do this work. So think about your environment. Each week, if you make a little improvement each week to your environment and to your practices, over time, it all adds up and becomes a profound transformation. You might have heard the example that when a plane is flying towards a destination, just a few degrees change in direction over a period of time, several hours, ends up in a totally different city or even a different country. So just a little shift you make each week changes the course of your timeline, of your life, and allows you to enter into whole new worlds, new universes. And another question to ask yourself every week is, what can you do to manifest your visions and enjoy yourself? How can you enjoy the journey along the way? How can you enjoy the journey? One of the things that we really have to come back down to again and again is, instead of thinking, oh, won't it be wonderful when I finish this thing, or when I get this thing, or when I manifest this thing, or when I have this money, or when whatever, whatever, that's always outside. What can you do this week to feel like you're loving your life just a little bit more? So these are the key things for the Miracle Journal. And I have an advanced training on this, going into these different things in more detail. But quite honestly, these are the main things. And if you do this, you're going to get amazing, amazing experiences.